Hi everyone, it's just me and Skaven AZ today. We're just going to have a quick catch up on things and talk about some tournaments. A bit of a touch on Wood Elves, Dwarves, and my love of demons as always. There's a bit of a 40k mention, but it's nothing really serious.
I don't dislike them. I just don't think that they're, other than Dark Elves and High Elves, that amazing. Dark's probably the best book in the game. High Elves are the best if you run a skew list. And the Wood Elves just weren't that impressive. I thought they'd be better when I ran my Power Levels of Warhammer video out there a few weeks back. But as I've seen video reports, games, read some more, they just don't have the oomph that they need to really do as much as I thought they would.
The only thing I've really seen them do that was that impressive is like a heavy assassination list. You know where people run Death Stars with like 4 or 5 characters in one unit?
Right.
Where they're just 6 dicing with her, knocking 2 or 3 points off your character's toughness. And then they're sniping you with a Waystalker, hitting on fucking 3s.
Right.
No saves allowed, and you're down to your ward save straight away.
Right.
My mate did this. Took 6 fucking Waysnipers. his entire hero allocation, and this was his entire tactic. And he's just like, right, I'm just going to fucking kill your BSP and then every other character I possibly can. And I was like, this is just fucking horrendous.
I don't let him see him to shoot him, so that's not as bad a problem for me, but I know what you mean, because yeah, the one of my reports, the guy ran 4 of them, and I just hid my guys behind a 44 Storm Vermin, and he's like, well, fuck, what do I shoot? So...
Yeah, it is... well, there's all of that in there. There's is a character in the second rank in cover, or does it have to be behind another unit because you've got the sniper rule? And it's another one of those things that's just irritating. This is one of the things that annoys me about Skaven. It's the massive FAQ.
Right.
And it's just, you've got these bloodiest little things that need sorting out, because... Technically, by the definition of the book, but the way we play it over here anyway, it is, if your model is 50% obscured, then it counts as being in our cover. So technically, if you're in the second rank of unit, you should pretty much be alright.
Right.
But it just starts a massive fucking argument with people going, ooh.
True line of sight, I can see between your legs, and... yeah, come on, guys.
Yeah.
It's messy.
But yeah, I can totally agree with your analogy. I used a warrior list today for my mate to practice on to beat me up. He used his Dark Elves, and he's got 2 Dreadlords, one with a +2 strength blade, one with a +3 strength blade. It's just fucking horrendous. It's like, I've hit you 4 times. I reroll my misses anyway. I'm wounding on 2s. I reroll my 1s.
Right.
Like, do I have to roll these dice?
Right. Well, I'm just going to move the model. Thank you. We're done.
Yeah. That's what I was like. I was just like, tell you what, I'll just keep fucking trying to ram raid you with your chariot. How about that?
When I went to one of the big tournaments out here, the Lone Wolf one on my channel, that first, I played a game before the tournament. And the game before the tournament, the guy had a list of a bus of like 15 Doomfire Warlocks and other stuff besides that, a bunch more fast cap beside that as well. And then the first game of the tournament, the guy has a unit of 22 Dark Riders with every character stuffed in imaginable. And I'm just like, gosh, what do I do? It's just like, there's only so much you can do unless you take heavy shooting.
That is pretty much what he did. He took 10 bloody warlocks, 5 warlocks, 15 dark riders.
Right.
And he put all his characters in those units.
Right. It's just like, oh my.
Yeah, you just spend all game posturing. He puts this here, you put that there, and it's fucking.
I mean, it's almost enough to make me take Vermintide. Almost. not quite, but almost.
Oh god, I can't even remember what Vermintide does now.
It's been a while. It's been a while, but Yeah, what can you do?
Indeed. It's, he definitely needs to do something about those dodgy fucking elves. But that's probably where you're coming best with it, with Skaven, because you get your Doom Wheels and you just run them straight into them. There's nothing they can do about it.
And that's why everybody hates the Skaven book, is because we have an answer for everything. And that's why I consistently think that Skaven is still a power army. Maybe not the best, but we have the ability, if we can build a list that's solid, to handle just about anything except with the extreme skew list, like the, all Cav High Elf list with the, Banner of the World Dragon and every character stuffed in it, that sort of thing. But other than that, we can handle just about anything if we built a list right and we play it right. And that's something not everybody agrees with, but I've had great success with them. And the games I've lost have been to people that win the whole tournament and that sort of thing. So maybe I'm unique, but I don't think so. Riss does well with his. A couple of the other people I've run into have done well with theirs. It's just not an army people see a lot, so people just count it.
Yeah, I think people get disheartened because they don't want to do the horde thing. It's this whole elite Skaven. I mean, someone's talked about it on the forum recently. They were going about doing an elite Skaven army and taking no slaves. And it's like, well, if you have no slaves, it's not really a Skaven army. You've got to play to your advantages, and everyone's going to have that smasher unit. It's like Banner of the World Dragon unit. Do you really want to run your Storm Vermin into that, or do you want to run your slaves into it and go, here you go, eat them? You know, it's just playing to your advantages, like you say. It's just not a good idea to take on some units in hand-to-hand combat, because
No.
we don't have the massive, what is Wildlands strength 6, always strikes first, stubborn anyway. So that you're just gonna end up pinned, and oh yeah, it's gonna be a whole world of fun. But. You been to any interesting games recently, or has it just been your practicing?
No, I haven't done any big tournaments since Lone Wolf. I was thinking about going to an extra one here in the middle of the summer, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Next is going to be Alamo in November, but that's it for the most part. We haven't done. I did a small local tournament last Saturday, but nothing real crazy. It's just been pretty standard, good competitive games, but nothing, oh my gosh, I can't believe you brought that type stuff.
Do you not indulge heavily in wackerism then around your area?
Not generally, because for our area, we lost a lot of people when we went to eighth, and we've been slowly building that back, but it hasn't happened yet where everybody's fully back. And for the first time, and this is no joke, for the first time in all of eighth edition, I ran into a Nurgle Demon Prince with death magic. Because a guy just started showing up in our area who uses one. And I'm like, okay, well, I know how to deal with it because I've seen enough reports and everything. But nobody in my area played it because not many people played Warriors first off, and most people were just trying to learn the game and hadn't meted that heavily or whatever. And so he comes running out with this Nurgle Demon Prince, and I'm like, oh, okay, I shoot you with a cannon. I know how to deal with this. But it's not as bad as that sort of stuff. When I want whackerism, I'll go to Alamo, or I'll go to Lone Wolf, or I'll go to those big tournaments, and I'll run into it. And yeah, I know how to handle it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they're quite as crazy over your hands. I mean, around here, every tournament's just there's some kind of comp running and a custom thing, and a lot of people get pretty irritated by it. I mean, I know Math always has a rage quit every time I go on about the ETC comp, because it's just like a universal standard over here now. It's not insane on some things. And they do ease up on things, you know, when armies drop out of the ETC, they do redress it, because they've totally let the Skink Cloud back in after nerfing it into oblivion, and to the point where no Lizardmen went, basically. So they went, oh, well, we better change this, because no one went, because they went, well, Cloud's crap in it. So, yeah, there is a lot of custom comp goes off in UK, but aside from that, it is pretty all right, as long as people don't go crazy with death magic. That's the thing, isn't it? It's the I've killed 7 million things with bad initiative. Let's roll all these dice and see if I get more magic dice. And that's really one of the big things that I imagine will go. It's those big power spells when they redo the main rule book. So.
I think they'll keep them in for the simple fact that they've created a meta and they've created a rule set where you have to have big units. And while they may adjust that somewhat in the new edition, I don't think they're going to go through and get rid of that entirely because, frankly, GW likes selling the stuff. And they may tone them down some and allow ward saves with that sort of stuff or make it not kill characters or whatever. But I can absolutely still see unit killing spells in effect for a very long time to come.
Oh yeah, I don't think they're going to actually just drop anything. What I think they'll do is, like you said, I think they'll probably allow MR for things more, and just enhance the range a little bit. Because if you look at some of the other spell decks that have come out, there isn't really anything that crazy that's come out for the spells. So they have all been pretty much toned. I think the last one was Treasonous T'Zinch, which used to be you roll 2d6 for the strength. If you got 10 or above, the unit were dead.
Well, you've also got the you again those damn dirty dark elves. You've got the dark elves that they've got what's their number six spell? Vortex times caster level for 40 possible inches.
Yeah.
Large small template, large template that kills you on strength.
Yeah.
That's still pretty ridiculously dirty. Strength isn't quite as bad as initiative. But it's not fun. Yeah, strength tester be slain outright with no armor saves. At least they get a ward save against it, though.
Yeah, that's the thing though. You get a lookout, sir, against the vortex, and you get your ward save.
Right.
Which against dwellers, something like that, it's
You
just
don't.
like roll a dice and you're dead or you're not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Those are
Yeah.
the kind of ones I think will take the big hit.
I agree.
I just can't wait for him to read at Skaven and just have no FAQ because it drives me insane. I mean, I play a fairly competitive guy called Luke Morton the other day. Well, I said the other day, it's months ago now, actually. It was the first time he'd ever played Skaven, right? And
Gosh.
this guy's won a tournament now, came first out of like 96 people. And every time I did something, I was like, show me, show me. I don't believe you. You're making it up. You're making it up. And I was like, no, I'm not making it up. I was like, yeah. He goes, motherfucker. And it was just crazy because I just can't imagine that he not played Skaven. But they're that old a book now that people aren't keen on the piling the models on, piling them off. That's why I'm trying to redo my army now, because I want to put it all on like cavalry bases and stuff so you can just tech 8 off at a time. Because they do die in droves, and it's just irritating taking them off one at a time to put them all back on again.
Very much so. Rebuilding that, the time between games and tournaments is key because if I had a real heavy casualty fight and you've only given me 10 minutes to get to my table, I may not make it in time.
Yeah, see, that's it, man. I mean, God, I played someone once, and I took my mate's empire just to show how filthy they were. And he took my style of Skaven, so he took nothing big, all small stuff. So he had millions of fucking units, and it was just dull. But waiting for him to deck shit off, because our empire, I'd set up in corner, I knew what I was doing, and it was like pew pew, and it's like, come on, take your model off. It's just frustrating.
Right.
So yeah, I totally just want it redone. I want more options. I want all his toys back. It's been so long, and they took so much offers that they're going to give us back, like the multi-level casting, and hopefully we'll get more clan options, and we'll just get a revamp on the shit stuff.
I just don't know what all they're going to go through and give us as far as a bunch of new stuff. I mean, there's some stuff that's really old, the gutters, the night runners, and you can easily see that being a dual kit. But what else? The Doom Wheel's new, the HPA is new, the cannon, the catapults are new. Most of the character choices were new. The clan rats are new. The storm vermin are new. Plague monks? And what? Rat ogres? All special stuff that nobody takes right now?
Well, if they balance it out right, it could become a lot more competitive. There's going
Sure.
to be a couple of tweaks. I mean, we've got two things in core at the minute which don't actually come out your core points. They're core non-core, which is the, it was the norm for like 6th edition, but it doesn't exist anymore. So
Right.
giant rats will start to come out of core, as rat swarms will start to come out of core. So for me, that's really going to swing your slaves are worthwhile, because I love giant rats.
Right.
So having that leadership 9 outside the general bubble, being able to move around, do your own things, fighting an extra rank, it's more tactical than a block of slaves which just sits there and gets abused.
Right.
But
It's very much more tactical.
that's going to depend on if rats stay the same cost, if slaves stay the same cost, if a
No
special
chance
rule
in
say the
hell.
name. Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? A lot of people are down on the slaves. So, I don't know. It depends if they're going to do anything with life is cheap as well, because that used to be army wide, now it's not. Yeah, it's very up in the air.
Slaves are going to go to 3 points a model.
Well, I never really understood the drop to 2 points, but
They had to
yeah.
give us something. They had to give us something, because back again with the advent of 7th edition, slaves are garbage because they'd get the whole front rank killed and they're gone. With 8th edition, you had to give us something that can go through and stall long enough, because if all we have is clan rats and small slave packs, then what they viewed the 8th edition universe being, they were just going to go blow through us. I mean, they blow through 50 man slaves blocks as it is now with some of the units that are out there. So you had to make them cheap enough so that they would be on the table long enough for us to do something like cast magic into them or shoot them with a cannon.
Well, I don't disagree now, because now obviously we've had the creep of units, haven't we? We've had the demigryphs and the skull
Right.
crushers and the demon princes, and it's, you know, five skull crushers will easily run through a unit of slaves, like you say, because it's not going to hold because of the sheer number of attacks that you get poured into. But yeah, I just it is hard to say what they'll do. They'll definitely, I think, do the Nightrunner gutter and a box set. And as for the other ones, I don't know. We've had stuff in the past. We've taken offers. They've taken Blackskaven off Skaven. They used to be like an elite unit, which was stronger. So you might see a Stormvermin slash Blackskaven box set. That could be a new thing. But I don't know. I think they've done away with that for Skaven. They like to think of Skaven as weak and frail and cheap
Right.
and cheerful, I think now it's the motto they've gone for.
I think they're going to go through and give us something. They'll give us another monster, probably. Or they'll give us another unit type of something, but they're going to have to do something that. Because let's be fair, we know we're not getting cavalry. We know we're not getting monstrous cavalry. We're going to get rat ogres and something like rat ogres, probably kind of like maybe the VC box with Vargeist and Crypt Horrors that you can do back and forth. And I think that you're going to see just the redoing of a lot of stuff, because we've had so much new stuff that came out with the last rule set. They've just got to kind of revamp those last few things, the Plague Monks, the Censer Bearers, the Gutter Runners, Night Runners, that sort of thing, and then give us a couple new options and call us good with a new rule book. I just don't see them redoing a whole bunch of stuff.
I don't know. I think they probably will do a vast amount because of the amount of Skaven that sells. It's one of these things. I mean, look at the Orc and Goblin range. They've ridden the Orc and Goblins to death over the years.
Right.
So I can see them doing it, because they'll probably keep a close eye on how well things sell. And this is one of the points with the Wood Elves and the way the Wood Elves have been done. The Wood Elf book actually sold out. I think that they thought, because it was that old, that there wouldn't be such a high demand for it. So they underestimated the sales for it, and the sales have gone through the roof for the Wood Elves.
Yeah, I bought 4 packs of Wood Elf cards and sold them all for like $30 a pop on eBay, because my store didn't sell
Really?
4 packs of them and sold 3 of them for $30 a shot.
It just seems weird that they wouldn't do the cards around your end.
They want to keep that a limited edition, and they create a secondary market for them, luckily, so.
Well, not only that, but it was cards everyone else had. They were so half-assed, we would have. So, like, we're not sure they'll sell. We'll only do so many books, and we'll give them magic we've already come up with for other people, so we don't have to invest heavily in thinking of a
Right.
magic deck for them. I think that was the total premise for the Wood Elves. They gave
Right.
it a very half-assed approach, and then they went, shit, man, everyone's buying them.
I don't think they could figure out how to make them work. without doing something, like what they did. You're a bastard mix between the two races, and so we'll give you some rules and some benefits, because if they gave them that by themselves, they thought they'd be too powerful.
Yeah, well, they've kind of got the best of both, haven't they? If you end up fighting in a wood with the stupid Acorn of Ages, I mean, that adding four forests to a table, so that's a bit ridiculous, man. If I play Wood Elf with Skaven, I'm just gonna end up bunkering in a corner and just going, no, I'm not moving. Come here.
It's gonna be very simple. You shoot what points off me you can get, and I'll dreaded 13th what points I can get off of you, and we'll play this game, because this is what you're gonna force me to do with all the woods on the table, me not being steadfast anywhere.
Yeah, it's definitely that one. But yeah, they've got what else have they got that's any good? The new riders seem pretty good. The wild riders are horrendous.
Wild Riders are amazing. The Sisters of the Thorn, I'm not impressed.
I don't think they're that bad. They're all right as a run around and annoy you some more unit. So, and I think for an extra chance, you can't really go wrong. For 125 points, you get five dudes with a 4-up ward. Yeah, it gives you some extra spell options if you want. It's all right. It depends which way you go. It's like I said, you could go full Wastalker and just six dice, bloody wither, and be a dick, and just go. I'm just gonna hunt characters all game long. But that really depends where you're playing and what your options are. Cause that's crippling against Skaven because we're only toughness four. But against like warriors and demons, it's not that crippling because they've got the ward save, they've got the regen, they've got the natural high toughness. So I think it'll take a while for Wood Elves to settle and for us to see the actual gist of what they're actually going to do with them. But I don't think it's that bad a book. It's just a bit umiari in places.
It's a you make a mistake and you die.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with it, is that I can see master generals, real elite players, taking the book with it and being able to do great things with it, beating armies they should never beat with it, because they can tactically measure out everything. But if you have one thing go wrong, it costs you a level four, or one of your major bricks or units, if you ha whatever you have. And it's hard to recover from that with them, because they don't have anything that's just that awesome, impressive, which is why I'm kind of on them, because nothing just stands out that much as amazing. I mean, the way the Waystalkers and all the guys that can shoot are nice. Again, when it comes down to some of the armies that are out now, they can't put up enough damage output, because once they get into hand-to-hand, it's all over.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the conclusion I came to. We did a test run with Wood Elves versus the Dark Elf filth I told you about earlier, and it were all right until he got to me. It's like you say, I managed to dance around him, use the Moonstone with a massive unit of Weigh Watchers, and just jump around shooting stuff, which really annoyed him because I completely took out the Wild Ride, not the Wild Riders, the Dark Riders. In the end, because you can just shoot them with no saves, which is great. But once they get the gist of what you're doing and they start positioning units to cover woods so they can see all the woods, it nullifies that. You really do need tree men, and this is the problem with it. You need tree men because you need that stopping power, that dodging power. So you need that extra. They can get a strength 6 shooting attack, which is fairly all right. But they just don't have enough wounds. It comes back down to cannons again. This is the thing. Cannons are just going to ruin it. They needed something like their own special rule, which was like Heart of the Forest, and every turn they add a wound regardless. Something weird like that, just to keep them going, because as soon as you put a cannonball or two through a tree, it's dead. And against someone with a flaming cannon, it's doubly dead. It's just,
Three plus, splat.
anything but. Take it off.
And that's why, I think that, the points of this book that you have to have for what else, you need a stopping power unit, whether that's a tree man or whether that's, 4 to 8 treekin, whichever you prefer. You need a unit of sisters to put your wizard in, because if your wizard's on foot, they're going to get run down. If your wizard's on a horse, the only bunker you can possibly put them in is a unit of Sisters of the Thorn. You're not going to put it in Wild Riders.
No.
You're not going to put it in the ambushing Glade Riders, so you're going to buy a unit of Sisters of the Thorn for it, and that's it. So that's the second unit you have to have. And I think the third thing you've got to have is just the 10 to 15 Way Watchers with Waystalker attachment, and try and gun down everything you can. But then what do you have points left to buy? What do you have enough points left to go through and swing through that you don't, that's going to make you that much different than anybody else? I'm not sure you have enough.
Well, it really depends what you spend your Lord points on, but most people's going to go for the Acorn for the obvious benefit, and then you probably need someone else to carry the Moonstone.
Right.
So yeah, it does become a bit of a point
That's 600
clincher.
points.
Yeah, well, it's two Lords, 600 points. If you give the Lord the Boa Lorin, then he's got, is it 4 or 5 shots? I think at bow skill 7. So. It's not too much of a loss, but in the end, it's another lord with no save, running around basing his entire action on I've got to hide, I've got to hide. So I think you're going to get sisters with the MR banner to get them a bit better, and they're going to get Way Watchers with the MR3.
Talisman.
Yeah, because they've got the talisman anyway, their special rule. So that'll give both of them units a 3 at ward.
Right.
And they're going to have to run around, and they're going to have to target shooty things because they need to win the shooty war.
Right. Because if they don't do what you're just talking about, like I was thinking, my tournament, my GT list that I took and did very well with this, I'm going to change it slightly to deal with Wood Elves. I'm going to put the Ruby Ring of Ruin in the list. And I'm just going to warp lightning and ruby ring whatever stands in front of me and get my points that way. And they'll die to it if they don't have the MR to it. And it's you're investing so many points in dance around, you're and trying not to die, and you're just taking away from your raw killing power. And at the end of the day, you've got two units that can shoot me and kill me, and I've got 300 models on the table. I don't care.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? You need to make the shots count. So they really need to take out the rare stuff from us. I really think Doomwheels they'll just absolutely wreck them. Lefty's probably overkill for Wood Elves, isn't it? It's like the Dark Elf conundrum, isn't it? I've touched your model, right? You want to take them off, or do I have to roll some dice?
You really want me to roll this out? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's getting that balance of thing. Like I say, you will need some blocks, and similar to what you've just said, they can do the exact same thing. So a Waystalker can take the Ruby Ring and fucking snipe characters with a fireball, which is it's awesome. It's more bullshit. Only the Empire could do that crap before, but no, now Wood Elves can do it. So.
That's why there's a 15-point guy carrying a 45-point talisman of the MR3 talisman. And all right, go ahead and try it.
Yeah. The only problem with that is, though, the Waystalkers, once they've withered you, the Waystalkers can snipe him as well, and then you've got
Ah, well,
nothing.
that there's other things for, so.
So, yes. I don't think it's an overly bad, but like you said, I think it will be something that an experienced player will make very good use of.
Yes.
I think you may see some people using Dryads as blockers because they're not great, but it depends what magic you go for. You could quite easily buff them, and once they're buffed, you could buff the toughness up because you can take beast magic now. So start at toughness 4, they've got hatred. Yeah, I don't see them being that bad. I know there's a lot of crying because they're not strength 4, they're not skirmishers anymore. And
Why would I spend the points on Dryads when I can spend 110 points and take a unit of 10 Stubborn Eternal Guard and do a 3x3x1 formation and block you off just as effectively as a 23-point Rat Dart unit, except I'm stubborn, and I will hold you here for 2.5 turns because I will challenge you out. You'll only get one guy or two guys attacking me, and I will sit you there for a turn and a half trying to kill 10 guys.
Well, that is the other approach, isn't it? But they are very squishy elves. But then again, you could buff them as well if you'd got life
That's
magic. You could add 2 or 4 toughness, and It's all down to which magic you go for, isn't it? I'm guessing that life and stubborn will be one of the combinations because of, it's going to give them access to dwellers, which is just going to be the, oh yeah, I'm going to wreck your big unit now.
Right.
Because you can get too many ways to protect your characters now, can't you? I think is, and dwellers just go straight through all that, just like 13th does. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what some of the lists come up with. I'm really surprised that they haven't been nerfed. See, the ETC is usually a bit critical. A book comes out and they go, "Oh my God, change! Take all the changes and we'll just put them in nerf bin." That's what's been nerfed.
Yeah.
But they've not done anything to the Wood Elves yet at all. So.
Because I think that they understand that they are naked elves running around. And
Yeah.
if you don't, I mean, it's a fairly balanced book. It's balanced to the extreme in the fact that you can do a lot of things, but again, you make a mistake, you're going to die. And I think that ETC probably understands that you do too much to this book, and people aren't going to be able to take what they have to take to be successful with it. And I think you can't overcomp it that way, because if you do, you're just going to go through and have nobody play with them, which, as you said before, they'd fix if they did that. So rather than have to have it fixed, I think they will wait and see. All right, what are you all taking that's abusive? Cool, we need to adjust that a little bit and do it that way, because I think that it's going to take some time, as you said, for the book to shake out.
Yeah, that's definitely probably going to be the thing, I think. Maybe the Eternal Guard will get comped to a certain number. And the Wastalkers, once someone goes for the old Wither six bloody snipers maneuver. Yeah, but yeah, it should be a fun one. They're not overly challenging for the Skaven, I don't think. As long as you keep your characters far away from them and you just run a Doomwheel into them, that's the thing. They can never get away from your random movement stuff.
Nope.
And we've got so many templates. It's like, oh, I don't care that you're a skirmisher in a wood a mile away. I've rolled a hit. There you go. Die. So, I don't think Wood Elves and Dwarves, they're very boring armies. One sits there and shoots you. The other one tries to dance around you and shoot you. You know. That's about the sum of it. Well, you can fight with Dwarves now, I suppose. So they're not quite as one-dimensional as they used to be, but they are fucking random. What's with that stupid bollocks? You have to roll at the start of a game, see if you hate your enemy or not. Unless they're Skaven, because they hate us. So, yeah. Fun stuff.
Everybody hates the Skaven. What can you do?
Yeah, I know. Everyone still hates the Skaven for his old book. It's like, on the old pod, I was talking about it. It's like if they've theaters now, they've got amnesia about what happened before. Because when you used to be able to fire into any combat, yeah, that used to really piss people off.
Yeah, the good old days of SAD and auto-hitting rattling guns and, all that fun. Jezails that would wreck any unit.
Yeah.
And all sorts of fun stuff. Those are the good old days.
Yeah, they've gone a good way to making sure that we've got nothing that really auto hits anymore. And then they came out with the bloody gyrocopters. They really piss me off. I'm just going to put this template here. You don't have to roll any dice. No, just hit all these models. Fucking helicopter, which is more reliable than anything in Hall of Warhammer, is just a bit far-fetched. You know what I mean? Not that I'm bitter.
It's dwarven. What do you want?
I want it to not fly for a start. Where the fuck do they use these helicopters? Do they have like a helipad system to ship the beer in and out?
I hit one with Howling Warp Gale the other day, and it's like, well, shit. What do I do now?
Charge it, kill it.
Oh, good times.
Yes, it does make Howling Warp Gale more useful. A lot of the new stuff's flying, so I do think it's a spell that's definitely making a comeback in that respect.
Yes, I cast it in my tournament the other day, not because my opponent had anything to shoot, but just to stop his drones from flying.
Oh, yeah, God, they're annoying. Don't get me started on demons, they're just bent. It's like, we're going to have a game. Oh, no, we're not. I roll in the magic phase and something in your army dies. Yeah. All right, that's balanced.
There's too many things in that that can go right for them and not enough that can go wrong. They wanted to go through and imply a little bit of randomness, but they didn't imply enough negative randomness, I don't think.
Yeah, at worst, you're like, you take some leadership tests, which aren't overly bad anyway for them. So, yeah. That chart is just rubbish because it goes from one extreme. Oh, you take some leadership tests. Oh, you lose a point award. All right. Well, in a round of combat, you can only ever lose like 8 to 10 because you can only be dropped to 0 leadership. And on other end of the scale, they get a unit for naught. You lose a character potentially, and they get +1 to the ward save. Awesome. It might balance out more if people didn't take bloody full regen lists and then the -1 ward actually means something. Yes.
But that's not what people take.
Well, I don't know. There's a bit of a balance going on. I don't know about on your end, but over here, Tzinj seems to be doing the best because it's
Really?
just. Yeah, really. There's spam MSU units, and you run in, you kill them, and then they explode in combat anyway, so then they do more hits on you. It almost becomes, yeah, irritating fighting them.
The only thing we see with Tzeentch over here is Fate Weaver if he's allowed, two or three units of 10-man horrors, and then bricks and bricks of plague bearers and beasts.
Now, see over here, the Nurgle stuff's comped, so you'll get like one unit of beasts, which will be like three models max. You'll get one unit of plague warriors, whatever they're called, I can't remember. And
Bears.
they'll have some special thing which gives them regen as well. And then they'll probably have two or three units of marketers' core troops, and they'll just spam stuff. It's all to get bloody. They'll take a level two. And they'll default if they have to, and then they'll roll for units, and it's all to get
Gateway.
gateway on unit, and they just go, I sick that gateway on my unit because it won't draw when I miscast. And they just do that, and it's dull and boring. Oh, that and treason, isn't it, which is awesome for Skaven. And it makes it so you've got to use your lowest leadership, and I'm going to hit you with potentially, 3d6 strength 10 hits. Yeah, there's a lot of scope. There is a guy who wins a lot around here, and he takes basically a unit of everything, takes 10 of everything, just MSU army, complete MSU. And everyone just keeps going, how does he win? How does he win? It's just like, I don't know, man. He has six magic phases where he just rolls, you have to take a leadership test for your entire army. I think that's what it is, pretty much, because he's just. It is just an army of crap. But as long as you get those fundamental spells and it keeps rolling well in magic phase, it is just a ball ache fighting chaos. So we just don't have anything that's that resilient. I mean, aside from Lefty, but even Lefty's, they've got the ultimate counter for that, haven't they? They've got the flaming cannon,
They have a
so.
flaming cannonball. What are you going to do against that?
Well, I never tech them anyway, so. I'm an anti-lefty. Maybe once the new book comes out and he's nerfed into Stone Age, which is probably going to happen.
To be perfectly honest, when he came out, yes, he was over the top. He was brutal. He was the most broken thing in the game. And now that he's come out with everything else, I don't feel any bit of, twinge of remorse about taking a hell pit, considering all the other stuff that's out there anymore. Don't want. Don't. No. There's nothing you can tell me
The thing is,
that every book out there, short of every book out there, has something that's almost as bad as the Hell Pit. Some of it's specifically designed to kill the Hell Pit. So I don't worry about taking one anymore because everybody else has got something that's just almost as bad.
yeah, I don't think he's over the top like I say now. Things have changed, haven't they? But when he came out, there wasn't an abundance of fire around, and now it's freaking everywhere. Everyone's got something, which is just another slap in the face to the Wood Elves because it's just like,
You're flammable.
I take tree men, I'm fluffy and flammable, and I've got no way of actually healing myself, even though I'm all nature and shiz. It's like, hide me from that cannon. Yeah.
I just can't. You're right. We know we know the Nerf bat is going to come to the help it because they're going to go through and make it nice and normal and a regular monster and probably overprice it some and people won't take it again. But they're going to have to give us something in return because as it stands now, the way I play my Skaven with trying to have synergy in every part of the list, you need that. Just like we were talking about, wood elves need that stopper. We need that, I can handle this part of the board, or I can handle that unit model, which we don't have other than help it. What are you going to do? Anything else you don't have a help it, you're going to go through and either just chaff it with slaves or giant rats. You're going to hit it with your storm vermin brick. You're going to shoot it with cannons and blast it with magic. But if it gets up close and personal to you, how do you stop that one big whatever? And truth be told, you can't in a lot of cases unless you have your own Death Star unit of, here's 60 Storm Vermin with the Fell Blade and two assassins in it. Even that only works so well.
Well, the thing that's going to come in there is, I think we're probably going to see. Well, it's just, an opinion. But if
Sure.
it were me, I would make more Skaven spells, because at the minute we've only got a couple of spells and we've not got a vast many that buff or X.
Right.
So I can see there's room there for like Eshin spells, which are all X like. Just to give you that buff and thing. And if you can start synergizing stuff like that, if you can start getting spells that combine well with units, you're probably not as needing. And like I said, I don't take an bomb anyway because I just don't like it. And I've never taken it. So, and I think once you're used to not using it, it's not so bad.
Sure.
You do get used to it, but I imagine, yeah, for a lot, I imagine going cold turkey is going to be a bit like, oh, rage quit. I don't want to play Skaven anymore. I can't take two of bombs. Those people who take two of bombs are probably going to be like, oh no, my worlds just collided.
I think that I can live without a hell pit, but if I'm doing that, I'm not playing competitively. If I'm going to play competitively, I'm going to have a hell pit because of all the things that it can do that nothing else can currently. And I run most of the toys. I mean, goodness knows that, my buddy on YouTube who has his 10 most hated Skaven things, video, I hit 9 of the 10. But you don't. I think you just need that equalizer, that fear that you can put into your opponent about, okay, I've got to deal with the hell pit. I've got to dedicate resources to this side of the board to deal with it. Because if you're running a super skew list and all you've got is, 5 units, you may not be able to do that. And then the hell pit gets to run free and do what it's got to do. And that fear is a good thing to put into your opponent. And playing competitively, as I like to do, I think it's too useful of a tool to not take. But fun and fluffy stuff, absolutely. I'm doing a unit of 6 rat ogres and got 2 catapults. I mean, I'll field them just for fun, but they'll never see the table in a competitive setting, at least as the book is now.
Yeah, that's everything, isn't it? A lot of people don't use the catapult, so that in itself could give you a strong indication of what is going to get a good boost.
Right.
But that being said, it depends if they actually want to sell more models. Now, there's a lot of people say that they're a model company and they make the money selling models. I don't actually agree with that so much because everyone needs the book. Not everyone needs new models. Once you've got the majority of the models, the only way they sell masses and masses of models is by a massive new army release, like waiting 10 years for what else to be redone, or bringing out ogres again, a new army, so it's an entirely new range and everyone's going to want it. And I think they're going to twig that. They're going to look at the sales with the wood elves now, and they're going to think, "Wow, we thought no one would buy this stuff." Because I honestly think that's the approach of taking with woodies. But yeah, there's scope for them. I think if the internal balance is offset a bit better, the play core catapult just it isn't competitive, but it is good for area damage. And if spells get better, that could make it even better. It's very what happens with one thing affects everything else, a domino effect. So yeah, I think I'm just putting all my bets on the magic at the minute to just help change the game and make Skaven more interesting. As long as they get someone who can actually write a fucking rule book so we don't have a fucking FAQ in a week of it being released. And that's my prayer to God for that.
All right. Well, I mean, if they would do something, and this is an interesting thought, if they gave Skaven access to core rulebook magic, and just give us access to some of the darker elements, the death, the shadow, it's not as effective with Skaven, considering the fact that you can't go through and, you don't have the high leadership or whatever for, super Occams or whatever, but you get Skaven slaves fighting at strength 5 even, or whatever. And that eliminates a lot of the things that we can't deal with in the current book, with everything being strength 3 other than the Fellblade and Stormvermin. And maybe they'd do something like that where they removed our book lore and gave us access to core rulebook, or gave us one set of magic spells and also potentially allowed us magic from other spells. Because I don't see any reason why they wouldn't give us something like shadow, or fire or something along those lines that would match with our forces of destruction nature.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just look at the warlocks and syslocks. They've got like default specific spells
Right.
from the rule book. There's nothing to say Skaven wouldn't get something. I mean, you could get a specific like an Eshin character which
Right.
came with two default spells
Right.
that are from the BRB. You just don't know which way to take it. So yeah, there's definitely room for things like that. I mean, if you could buy like an assassin wizard that came with Wither, how
Oh
awesome would
gosh.
that be?
Right.
Just that on its own, I'd spend 200-300 points on him. That sounds good to me.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's just going to be how they balance it all off in the end, really. We've got a lot of toys, like you said. I'm with you. I don't think we'll get cavalry. I do think we'll see a big change in things. We're going to get the combo boxes, Nightrunners, Gutterrunners, Stormvermin, maybe something else. Rat Ogres, Bonebreaker Rat Ogres, Plague Monks, Plague Sensors, Jezails, maybe another unit. And then, I don't know, I kind of want them to do like a Mega Cannon or a Mega Doom Wheel. There were some PDF flying around with some rules and stuff about these, which were used in some kind of Northern America campaign, apparently. But
The Triumph and Treachery campaign?
I
The
don't know.
Skaven Mega Cannon?
Have you actually seen these then?
I've seen it in the Triumph and Treachery rules where it's a I think it was Triumph and Treachery. I'm trying to remember. It was a big siege game I did about a year ago, and it was one side defends a castle, one side defends, is trying to take the castle, and you get so many points you can spend on whatever. And you could, if you were playing Skaven, you could buy it was like a Skaven Mega Cannon. I don't remember the exact name for it, but you could shoot Krak's Call at the walls. And it went like 4d6 or 5d6 or artillery dice inches or whatever. And you'd do Krak's Call on the walls and whatever was there and try and blow them up. And it was a ton of points, and it just made it really fun and flavorful.
You see, that's something there that they've already got written. They could just add that.
Oh gosh.
Make a new model, you know. The
Oh gosh.
anti-Nurgle cannon.
The anti-ogre slash Nurgle cannon. Warp lightning cannons already are anti-Nurgle and anti-ogre. Just, multiple wounds. Fail your reward save. Take this many wounds and die.
Yeah, but Krak's Call's a bit more brutal than that, isn't it? Fall down an hole, you're dead.
True. That's true. That is very true. I do love my Krak's Call on those. So what are you seeing over there? What are you seeing as far as the ETC lineups? What are people typically taking right now for a Skaven type list?
Honestly, I think the last ETC thing, there were like two Skaven people went.
Yeah.
There's a massive decline in Skaven,
We've
so
been replaced.
yeah. Well, people are just they're swapping to armies that they're easier to use. Basically, there's been a massive swap to warriors, and now the tops are just about most of it now is high elves and demons. There's a stalemate between the banner and the demon players. and that's just keeping it in there. But you can do some horrific things with a high elf, because if you're playing where you're allowed characters that are named characters or special characters, whatever you want to call them, if you face that bloody high magic all in one unit, two wizards, you've got one wizard on yeah, what's her name? Ariel, that woman. You have that one buffing, and when she's buffing, she gets +4 anyway. So you end up casting spells on like +8. And then you have the other one doing just life magic and just going, yeah, whatever. Dwellers, it's all dwellers with IOs. And they can six dice everything in bloody spell unit, can't they? So yeah, there's a. I've seen a variety of Skaven lists with triple warlords, Bell unit, but you just don't see many Skaven at the ETC anymore, is the thing, because there's so many people that just prefer the quicker games. It's like I say, you could play a game with Warriors in an hour. Whereas in a tournament where you push for time, 2, 2.5 hours, you're taking your models off, you're putting them back on. Skaven versus the Undead is one of the worst games I've seen, because it's just like, take it off, put it back on, summon it back up, put my wounds back on. And it's like, oh my god, just kill that Necromancer and end the game. It's. The Skaven, I think they are competitive. You can do it. I just think a lot of people prefer the easy thing, the points reservation, especially when you're playing like Dead of Threads, victory points. It has to be killed, because my mate's going to one this weekend, and it's dead or fled. And one of the undead players that's going, he's taking 18 of the Crypt Horror things, the massive regen things. So just imagine trying to kill them fuckers. It's like a 700 point unit that's got regen, toughness 5, strength 4, poison attacks, and he's going to hide his wizard behind him, and he's just going to keep regening him.
We saw at Lone Wolf, I saw a guy, and I don't know his whole list, but I saw him open his double wide GW case, and he had 400 zombies in the case.
Fucking hell.
And his list, I think, started with 150, and I think he had a Blender Vampire, and I think he had 5 level 1 Necros, all with just, with raise, Invo. And he just sat there and raised up to 400 zombies, had his Mortisinges there to keep him alive, and let the Blender Lord go through and a couple other things go through and kill stuff. And he'd just stall you with 400 zombies.
Hang on while I write this down. Just in case, given I am numerous enough for you.
I didn't have to face it, thank goodness, because I'd have been like, I shoot you with a cannon. Yeah, that's all I've got here. Plague would have been fun to make him take off all those models at once, and if I got to bounce it, that'd be a lot of joy. But other than that, that'd take the whole hour of the game to go through and get that spell resolved.
Yeah, man, Jesus. That was something serious rolling, isn't it? 400 zombies, Christ almighty. Chaff sent. Someone did that at a tournament round here. It weren't 400, it were like 200 zombies and a necromancer rather than a blender lord and a load of ethereal characters. And what happened was, it were just grinding him down. And towards end, this ethereal character, he were about to charge this unit. He marched right up, so he couldn't fail the charge. So this ethereal character charged out of the unit, knowing full well that it killed everyone in the unit that could attack the ethereal thing. So then his entire big, I think it were a gut star or something. It was stuck on this one ethereal character.
Oh, gosh.
He was really, really pissed off. He was like, I just wanted a game and I can't even get to him, and now I'm stuck on an ethereal character. Like, motherfucker. It's cheesy. Cheesy tactics, but that's still undead, isn't it? So, but yeah.
I like the VC book. It's not the most fun book in the world, but I like the fact that they changed up that book enough where you can make an ultra mobile list for most of your army. And that's kind of fun for people to go through, all right, I'm playing vampires, and they run in and you've got, 12 Vargeists and 2 Terrorgeists and a flying Blender Lord, and they're like, "Oh, crap, now what?" I was expecting Ethereal, so I brought magic weapons. That's not going to help you all that much.
Yeah, the Vargeist are nasty, man. Jesus.
Yes.
I remember the first time I played them.
I do own 12 Vargeist and 2 Terrorgeist and a Blender Lord and 200 something zombies. I do run that list on occasion when I want to be change things up a bit and give somebody a tough game, but it's very dependent on not running into shooting stuff.
Yeah, not playing Skaven.
Right. Well, this game is not as bad because you just got the two cannons who are just going to go through and shoot the Blender Lord down, and if you miss, then he's in combat and you're safe. But it's more like, you run into double Hellblaster or double Steam Gun for dwarves or whatever that just, mow through T4, no armor save, Vargeists, and you don't have anything left.
Well, yeah, that's just dwarves into it. Captain Shootemo. But yeah, I watched your game versus Sustainable Center where you swapped from Skaven. Yeah, that was funny. Oh my God, Skaven is so broken.
Oh, me and him have a good amount of fun talking back and forth. So he's a good guy, and we had that series of videos back and forth where he was just hating on Skaven and I was giving him crap back, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, he's doing all the filth now. He's got a bloody Woodhouse and Empire and Bredonian.
He just took 14th at a 3,000 point, or 15th at a 3,000 point uncomped GT. Named characters, the only thing that was banned was like Ariel and Fateweaver and Epidemius, and took 14th with Bloody Bretonians. So the man has skills in playing.
Yeah, well, that's snowbooking. It'd be interesting to see how they change it when it's coming out.
Yes, it will.
I just,
How to
I,
make cavalry relevant.
well, it's, ah, they get to have the stupid lance formation, don't they? So they can just hammer you to death. But, yeah, I don't know. It's not so bad for Skaven because you can just throw chaff in, can't you? And go, eh, kill him. I don't care.
Cloud of corruption and all that fun stuff that we have that deals with knights fairly easily, but not everybody has all that.
Well, that's it. A lot of people don't have spells that affect things in combat. It's just X's or buffs once you get to combat versus most people. Whereas with Skaven, you just tend to go, I don't care. You can Pestilence Breath into combat. You can Bless with Filth into combat. You can Wither him. You can Vermintide. You can Cloud of Corruption. Pretty much all of the plague deck. Crax Call, you can depending on your tournament organizer and all that bullshit.
Crax Call, Skitter Leap, Scorch. Scorch says anywhere within 24 inches.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me started. I'm going to write big rage.
I'm not math, remember that. You don't have to
No,
rage at me.
it's just I never let the wither thing go. That argument I was having with the eye elf player is like, oh, minus one to my toughness. I've cast drain magic, so it's not on my unit anymore. And I go, all right, then game's over because that's what it says. It ends when the game ends.
Yeah, the Banner of the World Dragon and the Drain Magic, just there's not enough clarification on those. And since they've stopped putting out facts, we assume in preparation for 9th edition. Yeah. I
Well, they've just released some FAQs
don't
for
like.
40k, so they're still doing FAQs.
Did they?
Yeah, they've released some new ones on the Smeg Library, I believe.
I did not know that.
Well, it's 40k, isn't it? Everyone loves 40k.
I gave up 40K when I played the real game.
The real game. How are you defining the real game?
One that takes more sense than I walk backwards, I walk forwards, and I point guns at you. I played 40K for a very, very long time and had very good success with it and won a lot of things, and it got to the point where it was just okay, everybody's gonna chipmunk me with I'm going to build a wall of terrain across it so you can't shoot at me. And I'm like, this takes no talent anymore. I'm done. And moved off to fantasy and haven't looked back since.
Yeah. See, when was the last time we got an FAQ? I can't remember what the date was.
You've got me. I want to say, hell, I don't have it with me. What was that? Probably 2 years ago now?
Right. Well, the last 40K update was on the 30th of May.
Huh.
Maybe all the time's just been taken up with fixing and patching 40K up.
I think it has to have been because they came out with this whole new edition once they realized that we've come out with four books for one game set. That doesn't work too well.
Yeah, all 24 PDFs
Right.
were updated during May, but they haven't put the dates on for the fantasy updates.
Yeah, because they're all old. I've got it in the other room, but I can't believe they did one for every book, huh? I guess just to clarify how that interacts with the new rule set.
Well, yeah, everything needs to be patched up, doesn't it? So that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, they could have been up on the build up to May, they could have been having to rework every single goddamn one.
Right.
So, because that's a lot, isn't it? That's 28 PDFs.
That's a lot.
That's gonna take one dude a lot of time. If there's only one dude doing it, he's gonna be like, I hate 40K as much as the fantasy players now. You got any other tournaments coming up then, or anything? You just
Nothing,
yeah.
nothing right now. It's all on hold for the moment. We're doing Alamo in late October. November is my next one. That's 2,500 points, I think. I don't remember if they lost special characters or not, but other than that, non-comped. Bring the worst. At Alamo a couple years ago, I played a guy who had, let's see, we had two Chaos Dwarf players play, one with a 5-unit army, one with five war machines. I had a guy that I played who had 180 halberdiers, one brick of 100, 2 units of 45 as detachments, and just stuff like that, which is just utterly brutal stuff and the maximum you can possibly do. So it's a very, very tough tournament. I'm probably going to take, with some small modifications, my tournament or my list I took to Lone Wolf just because I thought it worked so well, and I'll adjust as I need to for any new books come out. Like I said, the Ruby Ring or something for that. But it's worked well, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. Have you ever run into Kappa or Math at any of these tournaments?
I ran into Math at Lone Wolf, or not Lone Wolf, at. Oh hell, I don't remember. What was it? Gosh, I don't remember what the tournament was. It was my first, oh, War Games Con. War Games Con 2 years ago was my first ever GT. He was there. So I ran into him and his thing. And then Lone Wolf, the one I just came from, Cap ran it. That was his tournament. So we spent a good amount of time talking back and forth. We were joking around before the tournament started, and I'm like, "So, Cap, you didn't, what'd you do for me as far as, because the Lone Wolf tournament put you into a bracket as far as your what how tough your army was, so you determined kind of what range of people you'd play." I'm like, "So, you know what Skaven could do? We're a bunch of weak, strength three, toughness three, no armors. You didn't put me to it, right?" He's like, "You'll know how tough I thought your army was when you see the caliber of player you play." We walk up to the drawing at the first day, and my buddies who I'm there from Texas would look at me and say, "You're playing Jordan Braun. He's the best player in all of Texas." And he was the guy with the 20 Dark Rider list. I'm like, "Oh, damn you, Cap."
That's just not nice, is it? That's just
Nah,
mean.
it was fun. We had a great game, and if I hadn't sucked my seer down the hole, I probably would have drawn or just eked out a win with him. But I went and that video's up online as well. I went and did Dreaded 13th on his unit of executioners and killed it to the man, and sucked my seer down the hole in the same thing. And I'm like, well, that wasn't worth that trade.
No, not really. But they are cheesy ass. Strength 6 rerolling ones is ridiculous. I just love the whole. It just makes me want to do Dark Elves. I charge. Geometry alt dies, so shall we just call it a game?
I don't mind them that much until you get crazy, because at the end of the day, they're still elves, and I can still shoot them. And for myself, I the power of my army is spread out in a bunch of places. Obviously, I've got the Fellblade. Obviously, I've got Lefty. Obviously, I've got a Grey Seer. But against elves, hell, my 2 units of Gutter Runners probably do most of the work. Run around and shoot this unit of Dark Riders. Run around and shoot this Bolt Thrower. Run around and shoot these Executioners in the back. Because if I just shoot Executioners all game, I'm going to kill you before you get to me, or at least knock you down enough so that you're not bothering me as bad, and I can kill you with a Slave Explosion or whatever I have to kill you with. But Gutters do so much work. I'm against Elves that's the important piece for me when I play them. High Elves, the same thing. Not magical shooting. Gun you down. They're a vital piece to the army, and against Dark Elves, they do a lot of the work for me.
Yeah. Oh, Gutter Runners. The Gutter Runners are always good. See, the thing is, I think my dice are just jinxed now. 'Cause it's like, I've been playing around with the Wood Elves just so we can get a feel for the new book. And I took like a completely Hagbane Wood Elf book. So they all had poison arrows. I rolled like 2 poisons all fucking game. 6 turns of shooting in a list that had like 100 archers. It's not even mathematically possible. You should do that in one turn.
Dan, I confess, ever since I've got him, I ordered 50 of the first run Skaven dice, and I've used them ever since. And for Gutter Runners, they seem to do remarkably well.
Exactly.
I'm just like, well, I've got 14 shots here. Oh, there's 4 poison. Done. All right, you're dead. Let's move on to the next one.
I've done better than that. I've used 5 repeating to take out a monster before.
Yeah.
Just gone bloop. Yeah, 10 shots. Oh look, 6 poisons. It's just ridiculous. And then I picked the Wood Elves up, and they're like, "Oh, you're not playing Skaven now." And it's like, "No, 6 is for you."
That's it. You gotta use the right dice for the right army, sir.
Dude.
I'm looking forward to the next tournament I go to. Like I was talking about before, my crew out here got pretty small for a while. That's what actually started me going to GTs, because I had nobody to play. I'm flying 1,000 miles and spending $1,000 just to go through and get some fantasy games in. But it looks like for Alamo, we're gonna have a good group of 6 or 8 of us from Arizona go out there and have some fun. So that'll be a really good time, and I'll get to mix some of my friend groups and see how we can do. So, and maybe Math will be there. I know Cap will be there. That's all usually pretty good. I've also met, who else did I meet? I met Robin Exile up at one of the tournaments once, who hangs out up there a little bit. He's one of the YouTubers for the Long Island Wargamer community. And I've met a number of them. So just getting to see a bunch of Skaven players across the US has been really good.
Cool. There's supposedly loads here, but you don't really see them. I suppose it's the true Skaven way. They're there, but you don't know where they are.
Hiding underground, waiting for something advantageous to strike.
Yeah. Waiting for you to turn around.